everybody. This is Brian from Surf Guru with your Mahalo Monday and Tuesday Surf Report, brought to you by the original Ron John Surf Shop in Cocoa Beach, Florida. For Dan on Monday, we got that Gabrielle swell coming in, waist high from the east, 11 seconds to start the day, and the surf's going to build a little as the day goes on. Should probably be around chest high, maybe a couple lucky bigger sets by this afternoon. Now, winds are going to be onshore, but stay light pretty much all day long. I think maybe North Florida might get just a touch more size, so keep an eye on the cams for the latest on this one. For tomorrow and Tuesday, we should stay chest high with lucky bigger sets from the east, 11 seconds, with gentle onshore winds. Now, depending on how this thing hooks, that size might start to roll off a little later in the day, so early morning and early afternoon going to be the better bets. Now, again, looks like south of the Cape might be a touch smaller than northern areas. Looking ahead, we're going to have some fun but a little smaller leftovers on Wednesday, and then looks like we're going to be on a downward trend into the start of the weekend. Now, we have two potential areas of interest that I'm kind of keeping an eye on, and that might send us a little swell starting this weekend, depending on if they form up. Speaking of those storms, we have Gabrielle out there right now. I believe it's currently a Category 3. I think it's supposed to go up to a Category 4 briefly and then lose some strength as it heads up into the Atlantic and probably eventually kind of fizzle out as it heads up towards Europe. So despite this being a pretty good-sized hurricane up to Cat 4, it just kind of wasn't a bad spot for us. So we're still going to get a nice swell from it, but you know, nothing close to what we got from Aaron. We do have two areas of interest, though, kind of keeping the swell train going. Now, they're kind of close together, so usually when this happens, one pulls the energy from the other. So we'll probably see one form up while the other one kind of fizzles out. The current models are giving the second area of interest the better chance of formation. And by the look of things, it's probably going to do that same signature hook where it's going to come over and then hook up into the Atlantic. This one might get a little closer than Gabrielle did, but I'm not seeing anything that's going to bring it actually to Florida. First area of interest that looks like it's going to fizzle out, that one might come a little closer to us, but again, it's just going to be a little area of low pressure at that point. It's probably just going to bring us some onshore winds, maybe a little bit of rain. So hey everybody, I'll be back on Wednesday unless it looks like the surf is going to do something spectacular. Then I might be back tomorrow for a special Taco Stand Tuesday surf report. And until then, as always, keep an eye on those cams. That's the best way to know what's going to your favorite spot. And hey everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.